You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Kenrick Thomas. The National Weather Service warns us tonight's low could be in the low 40s. That will send many of us for the extra blankets and maybe a space heater or two. While they keep you warm, it's important that they should be used safely. We're joined by Catherine Cheney, the Public Information Officer for St. Lucie County Fire District. She has a few safety tips for using such a heater in your house. What are the best heaters we should get to stay safe?
A lot of people rely on space heaters. All of them are good, but obviously the ones that are newer are better. They have additional safety features, such as they would shut off automatically if they get tilted or turned over so that they would not burn something that's near a space heater.
Is there anything we should look out for when using a space heater?
If you have any space heater, make sure that the wires are still that wires are not frayed. Make sure that it's still sturdy and in one piece. It hasn't gone through a lot of wear and tear. Make sure that you have a safety zone of 3 feet around the space heater, and that means keep children out 3 feet away from the space heater. Anything that's flammable, such as blankets or furniture or newspapers, they all pose fire risks.
What are the most common mistakes that are made?
Having a space heater and falling asleep. A few years ago, we did have a fatality where there was a space heater. It had been cold, and the victim had fallen asleep with the space heater on, and something caught fire.
In some cases, when people don't have space heaters in their homes, they turn on the stove and open up the door or boil water. Is that a good idea?
No, we strongly urge not to turn on the oven or to do stuff like boil water or unless you're making a cup of hot tea.
Yeah.
But not to leave on the oven to try to get heat. It would be much safer adding another blanket onto you and keeping your body heat to warm you.
What about fireplaces?
There are some residents that have fireplaces, may even have a wood stove. Those need to be checked regularly because chemicals in the chimney can clog up the chimney. So they need to be checked annually, once a year usually. And your heating system, your basic heating system, should be maintained and serviced once a year.
What should we do in case of a fire?
They need to call 911. They need to get out of the home first, and they need to call 911. Don't try to fight the fire yourself. Get out and evacuate the home. And if you're in an apartment complex and have neighbors, the neighboring apartments, evacuate and call 911.
We were speaking with Catherine Cheney, who's the Public Information Officer for St. Lucie County Fire District. For more information on how to prevent a fire when using a heater, log on to our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.